This is Akashvani Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Diu and Daman the country's heritage and highlighted the efforts of his government to transform it into a model state with inclusive development. Addressing the public gathering at Silvassa, he said that over the years, the Union Territory has achieved a unique identity in development in terms of world-class infrastructure, connectivity, healthcare, education and tourism. He also commended the Union Territory Administration for achieving saturation in many social security schemes. In a significant move to enhance passenger safety at the railway stations, the Ministry of Railways has announced a series of crowd control measures. The decision was taken today during a high-level meeting headed by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw. The railways has decided to create permanent waiting areas outside 60 stations. These areas will ensure that passengers enter platforms only when their trains arrive, preventing overcrowding inside stations. Pilot projects have already been commenced at New Delhi, Anand Vihar, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Patna stations. Besides, complete access control will be initiated at the 60 stations. Only passengers with confirmed reserve tickets will be allowed direct entry to platforms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will make the country the third biggest economy in the world in 2027. Speaking at the 56th Raising Day of the CISF at Thakolam, he said that CISF has been a part of nation development and has been serving at vital installations across the country, protecting the people of the country. The Home Minister said that Tamil Nadu played an important role in the nation's development and the government has recognized the pride of Raj Aditya Cholan and named the CISF Regional Training Center after him. He criticized the Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin for not starting medical studies in Tamil language despite appealing for 2 years. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik has extended his heartfelt greetings to the women of the state in the momentous occasion of International Women's Day. In the spirit of this year's International Women's Day theme, Embracing Equity, Inspiring Change, he urged all to move beyond equality and take decisive action to create a truly fair and just society where every woman has the opportunity to thrive. In his message, the governor said International Women's Day is more than a celebration. It is a call to action. He said that in Arunachal Pradesh, women have continuously demonstrated resilience, strength and excellence in every field, contributing immensely to the state's growth and prosperity. The government remains steadfast in its commitment to their holistic development, recognizing that women's empowerment is a necessity for an inclusive and thriving society, the governor informed. Akashvani Itanagar celebrated the International Women's Day amid much fanfare at its Itanagar studio today. As a part of the celebrations, renowned women achievers from the state, scientist, Botanical Survey of India Itanagar, Dr. Krishna Chaulu, Hindi officer RGU Gumpi Muso Lombu and President Awardee Scouts and Guides KMP Pakam were invited as resource persons. It is worth mentioning that Akashvani Itanagar has recognized the contribution of its female employees and has been observing International Women's Day every year. Governor of Nagaland and Chairman of NEZCC, La Ganesan, graced the Border Area Program at Kimin today. Mr. La Ganesan, in his address, described the program as a celebration of fraternity and an opportunity to experience the richness of India's cultural heritage. He highlighted that the culture serves as a bridge connecting the past with the future and plays a pivotal role in uniting people. The governor emphasized the essence of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat, underscoring how such initiatives promote communal harmony, cross-cultural exchanges and national unity. He urged that borders should serve as bridges of friendship, trust and cooperation rather than barriers. The second day of the fourth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly convened at Itanagar today. Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post informed the second day discussions focused on strengthening Arunachal Pradesh's education system. In the meantime, Khandu has thanked the members for the insightful discussions on key policies, challenges and initiatives aimed at enhancing the educational opportunities across the state. The India Met Department has issued a yellow alert over Kurunkume, Lower Subansiri, Papumpare, West Siang, Lower Siang, Upper Siang, East Siang, Lower Dibang Valley, Anjao, Lohit and Changlang districts of Arunachal Pradesh. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.